Where two or three are gathered in his name, there I will be. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Happy to be out this morning. Amen. Let's bow our heads and open in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are having a precious opportunity once again. Lord, by your mercy and grace, together, Lord, to sing these songs of revelation, Lord, these songs that, Lord, we sing about you and what you've done for us. And Lord, we're just so precious to us. Lord, the revelation behind these songs and behind the everything you've given us, Lord, is just your mercy and your grace and a blessing from you. Lord, never let us take it for granted. Lord, let us always uphold and cherish anything you've given us, Lord, the knowledge in this day and age, Lord, of how to live, how to work for you, Lord. Let that be our greatest desire, Lord, until we get caught away to be with you. Lord, just have your hand on this little service this morning. Everything be said and done for your glory and your honor. And we'll give you all the praise and glory that's due unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Page 91, I only believe. I'm going through. Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bathe the world and its follies adieu. I've started out with Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through, yes.
I'll pay the price, whatever.
I've seen, and I'm not very old, but I've seen in my life, people just come in because it's something new. It's something exciting at first, but they can't endure the race, and they drop out. It's like that marathon. People want to start it, but can they finish it? When times get tough, you keep going. You never give up. Lord, help me make it through. Amen. By His grace, we'll get there. Amen. 138, only believe. A solid rock, something firm to stand on. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the gale. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then, amen, rest in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Hallelujah. Be thankful if you find yourself there. Amen. Page 24, same book. Amen. Living by faith.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for everything. Amen. Hallelujah. His reign. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Lasting confidence. my side. Amen. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From a heart saved in a sheltering arm, I'm living by I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all hearts saved in a sheltering arm, I'm living.
Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding, amen, praying, talking, amen, close relationship, amen, you know you're in His great love, amen, from all harm safe, in His sheltering arms. You don't have to worry about the next step, you just take it and He puts your foot where He wants it, amen. I'm living by faith, by His grace, amen. And I feel no alarm. And it's so wonderful to trust in God. Amen. Know He's every step you take, He's right there with you. Amen. Brother Ames, would you take up the offering this morning? He is so good. Go ahead, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we can say we are so thankful. Amen. Once again, Lord, to be here in Your temple once again this morning, Lord. Thank You for every opportunity You've granted to us.
Yes.
Thank You for the health and strength You've given us to be here, Lord. Lord, never want to take for granted all You've done for us. Lord, we ask, Lord, that as Your word comes forth us this morning, that our hearts and minds will be open to receive the portion You have for us. Lord, once more we ask that You'll bless this offering, let it be used for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom. We pray in Your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God is so good, little chorus. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. Oh. For Him. So we ask Brother DeLong to take the request, if you will.
Heavenly Father, we're just grateful and thankful for another opportunity we have to be here today, Lord. We're so glad, Lord, that we can look back through our lives and see how that You've been so gracious,
yes,
and loving to us, Lord. May we never fail to give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord, for all that you've done for us and all that you mean to us, Lord. And we pray this morning as we approach this family, ask, Lord, you keep your hand upon those who may be traveling upon the highway, Lord. And we pray for those who may need a touch in their body here today, Lord. And for those who may not be here today because they're sick and afflicted in their body,
amen.
We just ask you to reach down, Lord, and touch, Lord, and have your way in the preeminence in their lives, Lord. And we ask you now to anoint thy word as it comes forth, and anoint the messenger, Lord, about God, and pray, Lord, that you just help us, Lord, and open our understanding to your word, Lord, that we might grow and be profited thereby, that we might live a closer walk with you. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Anyone got a song on their heart this morning? Like to sing, Dad?
He is here.
He is here. Amen. That little chorus.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here.
Sing it again.
He is here.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He
sing that little chorus, we are standing. Amen. Precious. Amen. Are you happy to be out this morning? Amen. Thankful that God has given us each one an opportunity to come in and to fellowship with Him around His precious word. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful, Lord, to feel Your presence and to know that You are here. Lord, so unworthy we were, but oh, You made us worthy, Lord. And it's all by Your mercy and grace that we stand here today. And Lord, we're just thankful for every opportunity You give us. And Lord, we just appreciate every blessing You give us. And Lord, we just have come today, Lord, asking You to have Your way. Lord, a few simple words, Lord, of Your scriptures You've laid upon my heart, but Lord, You know all things. Lord, we just ask that it would help someone. Lord, may it strengthen my heart. Lord, may it encourage me. For Lord, we can do nothing in ourselves. But Lord, You are the great I Am. And Lord, we serve the God that created all that surround us. And Lord, we're so thankful to know that You're ever mindful of Your children. And Lord, we just humbly ask Your blessings upon Your word this morning, Lord, asking You to bless it to our hearts. And Lord, may we each be able to find a nugget, Lord, to hold on to, we pray. And we'll never fail to give You the glory and the honor for it. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Glory to His name. How precious He is. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles over to Philippians in the 4th chapter. Amen. Praying we'll each be able to get a little something this morning out of the Word of God. We apologize, I was gone this weekend and just got back this morning before service. But God knows all things. But you know, but I was at a wedding over the weekend, and you know, they was doing their ceremony, and they kept having the vows repeated, and they kept saying, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And boy, I just couldn't help but sit there and just, why don't You tell Him who His name is? For He is the great I Am, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how that burns in my heart. Lord, thank You. In this day that we live, You've opened our eyes to be able to see, Lord, who You are. And to see that we can find ourselves identified in the scriptures of this precious Bible. How great and blessed we are. Amen. But here in Philippians, the 4th chapter, let's just read that 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. It's often good to go back and look into these scriptures and to see where we are and find ourselves. And this morning, that's all we can do is we're going to look at what he has done. And I want you to be able to put yourself in every scripture as we read them. And a couple quotes we'll read. Amen. But I'm going to turn over here to Ephesians, the first chapter, or 2 Peter, the first chapter first. If you would, 2 Peter, I'm going to read quite a few scriptures. 2 Peter, in the first chapter. Amen. Just let the precious word, you got to put yourself in here this morning. This isn't just words we're reading, but it's a letter. God left this for his little bride, and by God's mercy and grace, you've got to see yourself on those precious pages and see that it's for you. Amen. Here in 2 Peter, and we'll begin here we'll just start at the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things. He didn't know where you're going to see in here this morning that anything that we have, anything we understand, everything we do, you're going to see it's all by him. And I want to exalt him this morning. Let it exalt him of who he truly is. And may his name be lifted up. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and to godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And how we thankful we should be to be able to see that truly, that power is working within us and give us that great escape from all that this world has to offer. There is no love for the things of the world. It's not something we crave, something we desire. And that's not something you can do in yourself. We'd be just like every other human being out here today if it wasn't for the love of Jesus Christ burning in our hearts. And his drive, his spirit within us dwelling, moving us, pulling us to be what he would have us to be. I want to turn over here to Ephesians, the first chapter. Amen. Just listen as Paul and Peter, they expounded on these. Start there in Ephesians, the first chapter, and begin at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And we're enjoying that blessing this morning as we gather in here. We're just enjoying a small portion. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Only through him can we be blameless. Only through him can we be spotless and without wrinkle. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And how thankful we ought to be if maybe even this week we've had to say, Lord, forgive me. And to know that that bumper of blood was there to cover my sins, to wash me white as snow, that I could come in here this morning without any condemnation and lift up my hands and praise him, knowing that I stand before him spotless. And he doesn't see it. Amen. In the sea of his forgetfulness. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, And all we sit here this morning with our eyes open, seeing the fullness of Jesus Christ being manifested, seeing his desires and his passion of what he wanted to accomplish, and seeing that we sit here as a people that's been chosen, a portion of that elected bride that's been called out to be for his glory and for his honor, that he could live through, that he could manifest through, that every word could be made alive and real, that we would be those walking epistles read of all men, that every word would be taking place and building up in our lives. Step up by step, we'd be growing into that full stature of Jesus Christ. Wherein hath he abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. And oh my, you've got to see for yourself that that inheritance included you. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Oh, how precious he has made the way for us. He saw it from the end, from the beginning, and made it step every step down the line to make sure that everything we do, that he would see that we would be able to finish this great work that he laid out for us. And it's not what we will do, but it's what he's going to do for us. Amen. This is in the message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Real quick here, this was paragraph 218. This was preached July 28, 1963. It's not the expression of some church that we should express. It's a life you don't live yourself. But he comes in you and lives by his self. And you become a prisoner to any human intellectual being at all. And you're led by the Spirit. And how do you know? You say, I might know I was losing my mind. Maybe a man that loses his mind does that. But you have the mind of Christ. And Christ expresses himself through you. It shows that it's him. And not that you've not lost your mind. Some people under illusion and things go out and become insane. And well, we know that's wrong. The devil trying to impersonate the real thing before it gets here, see? There's always a bogus. But a real man, and to lose his own thoughts, his own thinking, and not to come up blindly like that. No, sir, you come up with your right senses, and Christ takes you over and expresses his self. And the world, and now to the world, you're an insane person. And now if you're insane, you're actually insane. There's nothing. The devil can't take you complete and in control. He'll make you do everything contrary to his word. But when Christ takes you over, he expresses the word right through you because it's him. He is the word, see? And then you can see the expression of Christ, not some illusion of some sort, but a real, genuine Christ expressing himself right through you. How beautiful. And how thankful we ought to be this morning if we can sit here and truly see the reflection of this word starting to express in our lives. If we can truly see that he has changed my life. He has truly taken me over. And I see when this word comes forth across this platform that there is a transforming and a conforming to his word that takes place. And every day I see growing. I see more. I see circumstances arise. And they rise and fall into our paths. And maybe before I would have lost my temper and really went crazy over on this thing. Or maybe I'd have been falling off on this side. But we can see the word bringing us back and holding us in a tune with God's word. That's a life you can't live yourself. But he himself, the comforter which shall come, shall teach you all things and guide you into all truths and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've said unto you. Only God can bring this body subject to this precious word. You can't do it in yourself. You can try and try and try, but only God can turn it around. Amen. Amen. As he says here in Ephesians, the second chapter, listen. And you hath he quickened. This is in Ephesians, the second chapter. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And we can all should be able to say, yeah, I remember that time. That's why God let us be in the bodies that we're in with the minds that we have currently. We can see where he's brought us from and what he's done for us. That we could truly stand here tonight and call back grace when we can see in those scriptures what he has truly done for us. Wherein, according as time passed, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, and how great it is to see that the very God that created the heavens and the earth is transforming your life, conforming you to his precious word. Nothing you can do in yourself. All he asked was, give me your body as a living sacrifice. Oh my, how great is our God. How we should see what a joy it should bring into our hearts when we can see this word truly transforming us. But if I can't truly see myself there's no joy when I read that. There's no peace in my heart when I read these scriptures. But I've got to see, and it's got to be that way. There should be such a longing in our hearts as we read these things and begin to see what Jesus Christ is truly doing in me and in you. And when we can see it lining up, what a great joy it ought to bring. A thanksgiving and a worship back to him for all that he's done for us. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in him. And oh my, how great he is. And how this should be taking place. What was all of this for? To bring us to a place to where Jesus Christ could prove today that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he said he would have a bride that would not fail. She would be without spot or blemish and be here. Amen. Let's see here. Let's turn over here to John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Let's read John 15 first, I'm sorry. John 15 chapter, start at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, and how thankful we should be that word is scrubbing us clean. Every time we come in these precious doors, and God is here with his Holy Spirit, searching our hearts, scrubbing us clean. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. For greater love hath no man than that a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Oh, how precious. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my Father's name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. How often he repeated that you love one another. And oh, may we truly feel that love one for another. Bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's pain. Be there for one another. But oh my, we can do nothing without him. And we must remain in him. For without him, we can do nothing. Amen. Here in John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Let's start here at the we'll start at the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, and the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And how many of us sitting here at some point in our life, maybe we felt the road was just come to us to a point where we just couldn't seem to bear the load that was upon us. But yet somewhere down inside there was an unseen strength that just held you and carried you through. He would said he wouldn't leave us comfortless, but he would come to us. I would come to you. And yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And the world don't see him today. They can't see who Jesus Christ really was. But by God's mercy and grace, our eyes has been opened to see him hidden in the pages of this precious book. At that day, yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you see me because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And how we should long for that to continue to be manifested to us. But this is also in Christ as the mystery of God revealed. Down around paragraph 454. Amen. He says, watch here. It's beautiful and I don't want you to miss this. Now everybody, you people on the tape and out in the jungles, wherever you hear it now, listen. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Jesus said, watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so I'll send you, and you live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that and preach now for a couple of hours. How he was, notice, that the Father that sent me went with him. And the Father that sends, Jesus said that Jesus that sends us goes in a little while. The world won't see me no more, yet ye shall see me. For I, a personal pronoun, I, the person Jesus, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. And the works that I do shall you do also. Now go back and see what he done, and then see what you do, and then compare yourself. And every time that we gather in here, and this precious word is becoming forth, that's what we're doing. We're going back and looking at the works that he done and seeing if we can compare. And the same works that he done are lining up and bearing forth in us. Making sure that every word is line upon line, word upon word. Making sure there's nothing left off. We're not lacking somewhere. But making sure that we're coming to that fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. That we be no more children tossed to and fro. But growing up, coming to a full stature, a fullness, a maturity. To where God can be pleased and look down and say, that's my people. In each one of us, we want him to know that I'm well pleased. Amen. And that we can say, truly know that we have found favor in the sight of God. Oh, how precious he is. But as you look it through all of these scriptures and these quotes, nowhere will you see anywhere there's anything about you or I. It's no bragging rights of our own, but only as we abide in him and he abides in us can any of this take place. It's God's amazing grace if we sit here this morning with that desire burning in our heart to see every word made real, made alive. There's a longing burning in us that people would see Jesus Christ living in me, that I would see daily overcoming taking place. Every day I would see him greater manifested in my life, and that we would see the reality of all of this precious word. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Oh, saints, we have so many precious promises that's laying within these precious words. But have we come to that place where God can truly hand us the checkbook and say, it's yours, you just sign your name? Have we come to that place where he can trust us with the authority that he can give us? Have we come to that place where we're under the full leadership of the Holy Spirit, that we wouldn't move unless we know we have the leadership of the Holy Spirit to move or to speak or to say? Do we still want to speak out our own peace, or do we wait for the Lord to lead us at the right time to say the right words in the right manner? That's what it's got to be, a life fully surrendered to Jesus Christ, that in all things he might have the preeminence in our lives. Amen. Let's turn over here to 2 Thessalonians, and I think it's the 5th chapter. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. I'm not going to hold us real long this morning. Amen. But all of this precious word, saints, that was laid there that we've read this morning was for a purpose. That we might see that we've got to fulfill all that he left. For he chose a people that all of this word would be lived and manifested through. Amen. It's 1 Thessalonians, I'm sorry, in the 5th chapter. And we'll just start there at the first verse. But of the time and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail with a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. But ye are all children of the light and children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, or whoever the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, and both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, and hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. And brethren, pray for us, and greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. And I charge you by the Lord, this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. To the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And how faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And to know that we, our hands, our lives, our footsteps, everything about us is laying in the hands of the one that's hung the moon and the stars in the sky. As the green grass is beginning to grow and we start to see the flowers bloom, the God that can create all of that is holding you in the palm of his hand, watching over you to make sure that we come to that full stature of Jesus Christ. How's he do it? He has men. He has the fivefold ministry that brings forth his precious word. Through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls shall be saved. But God has a purpose and a plan. Just as much as the sun gets warm in the spring and the rains fall, God makes sure he's ever mindful of each and every one of us. And how we ought to make sure that if we feel that calling in our heart, and we feel that drawing, and we can see that he's begun a work in us. May we truly cry out, Lord, make it a greater work in me, Lord. Let me surrender greater to you, that you could do more with my life, that, Lord, it would be pleasing to you, and that through all things you would receive the glory and the honor from my life. For that's his desire, was to be glorified, to be worshipped. And oh, may we never fail to see that he receives the worship that's due him. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Just a small exhortation this morning, but it's God's word, and it was written, and if you can find yourself in there, it'll strengthen you, and it'll cause a greater love in your heart. But we've got to find ourselves in these pages of every word. Every time we gather in and we hear the precious word, we've got to find ourselves in it. It's wonderful to read things. It's wonderful to read stories of people that's had wonderful miracles and wonderful situations happen in their life, and it makes you feel so good to know that happened for that person. But when you can look into this precious word and begin to see that my name was written there, those are love letters that was written to me by my Lord Jesus Christ, who saved me, who made the way for me, and every day he's walking with me and in me. He's with me wherever I go. He's always there. How much greater it'll make that word alive to you. How much more careful we'll walk, and how much closer we'll walk to him. For he truly is the great I am. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, for he's the Lord of glory. Amen. He's, Brother Josh, start that if you can. Amen.
Beginning and the end. His name is Counselor, the Prince of Peace is he, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity. Yes, he's the Lord of glory, he is the great I am.
As we get ready to dismiss, just ask yourself a question. If Jesus Christ was standing here where you could see him, would you have sung that any different to him? That's the reality we got to see, saints. He's here. He is real and he's alive. And he knows everything about you and I. Nothing's hid. He's here. Amen. How great he is. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of a little service, Lord, a time we've had together, and to read these precious scriptures, Lord, that you made sure got copied down, Lord, and look at the years, Lord, that they've been preserved and kept just the way you wanted them to be, Lord, till today. Lord, that we as standing here as a little piece of that bride could read them, Lord, and find our names in there. Or we can read it and see where I see that I'm that overcomer that's going to be granted to sit with you on your throne. Lord, how great we are, you are, Lord, and how we see how little we are in your presence. But Lord, make it more real to us, Lord, is our prayer. The Lord, that every word would become so alive. Lord, roll back the scales off of our eyes as Elisha asked for his little servant. Take the scales off of his eyes that he might truly see. Lord, roll back any scabs that might be on our eyes, Lord, that we could truly see you in your fullness and in your greatness. And Lord, truly realize that you are real. And Lord, that you're standing right here amongst us this morning. Lord, we feel you all around us. Lord, we feel you here with us. And Lord, we're ever thankful for that. And Lord, we just ask a special blessing upon our pastor. Lord, you'd touch him, raise him up. Lord, we just so thankful, Lord, that you've brought all each and every one of us together here that gathers, Lord. We're just a small portion of that little bride. But Lord, you've given us brothers and sisters here to fellowship with and to uphold and to pray for. And Lord, to love and to cling to. And Lord, may we truly do that. Love one another as I have loved you. And Lord, may we give you our all, Lord. And any others that may be sick, we ask you to touch them. Strengthen them, Lord. And Father, those that may be traveling, Lord, we ask you to be with them. Keep them safe upon the highways. And Lord, those that have to travel back home, Lord, we ask you to bless them. Lord, we're thankful for every opportunity we get to come. And Lord, we just ask you to continue now to lead us and to guide us and bring us back at the next appointed time if you should tarry. And we'll never fail to give you all the glory and the honor for it. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd just like to take a moment before we're dismissed and thank everyone for your prayers and thoughts over Clayton being in the hospital. I kind of forgot Thursday night. We appreciate it very much. So good to know that when things happen, brothers and sisters are there, knowing that everybody is praying for everyone, upholding each other. And we thank God for touching Clayton, and we appreciate all that God done. You know, we never know why situations happen, as I said, but God gets the glory through it all, somewhere, something. And I can already see a couple situations that God used it for, and I'm thankful. Because, you know, as I mentioned last Thursday night, there are situations that comes up in life where you can't control it and you can't do nothing with it. And you may see what someone else needs in a different way, maybe someone over here. But how a circumstance on this side that happened in somebody else's life truly affects somebody over on the other side. And how God uses every situation, and oh my, may we truly give him our all and let him have his way. But we thank him for being the great I Am, the healer, our provider. He's always mindful of every one of us. Amen. And nothing happens by chance. Amen. You might get sick tomorrow, but precious, more precious than gold are our tests and trials, for it shows us where we stand, what's happening, how we deal with the circumstance, how we bear it out. God's watching everything. He knows all about it. And oh my, I'm so glad that I know the one that holds the future. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. I know the master of the wind before we leave. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know master of the wind. One more time. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Amen. May God richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Yes.
I would just like to thank everybody for the prayers and thank the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Amen. You're dismissed. Lord bless you.